Pyrenees Mountains, Spain, August 1, 2059. Archaeologist Juan Garcia removed his oxygen mask and glared up at the largest glacier in the Pyrenees.
"We're nearly there,"
he said to his colleague, Marcelino Heras. Both men were buzzing with excitement, and for good reason. Entombed in the ice, somewhere up there, was a discovery that could rewrite history. 24 hours ago, a group of Austrian mountain climbers stumbled upon a discolored rock poking up from the ice. When one of them chipped at it with his ice pick, they discovered that it wasn't a rock at all. It was the back of a human skull. They contacted the local authorities, and a forensics team was sent to investigate. After clearing some of the snow, the police quickly realized this was no lost climber. Their call to the local university was intercepted by a testy receptionist who transferred the cops to the Department of Archaeology and Anthropology. That was when Juan had answered. And now, here they were. But Juan knew that eagerness was one thing, and getting to the body in one piece was another. The problem was rather simple. The glacier atop Mount Aneto was melting, every day becoming more unstable. In 1984, a survey of the glacier had measured the ice pack at nearly a dozen miles long. Since then, 80% of it had been lost. Within a decade, the mountain would be bare, a reality which made the team's trek to the summit that much more important and that much more difficult. With this in mind, Juan and Marcelino charged on, forcing one leg in front of the other. Slowly, they made progress as they struggled to haul heavy backpacks loaded with equipment up the mountain's 11,000 feet. 2 hours later, they finally found what they were looking for. The authorities had been wise enough to leave a triangle of evidence flags to mark the location. Dropping their packs nearby, Juan and Marcelino got to work at once. The process of digging through ice compacted over several millennia was slow, but soon enough, the glacier began to reveal its secrets. First to become visible was an upper torso with flesh the color of rich amber. Assigning an accurate date to the body while on site would be difficult. They would need contextual items such as a Bronze Age axe, a quiver of arrows, or, if they were exceptionally lucky, a few scraps of clothing. Regardless, the state of the body made one thing perfectly clear. Whoever this person once was, they had remained trapped in the ice for many thousands of years. Marcelino was digging under the body to free the legs when he stopped and let out a quiet little sigh. "You find something?" Juan asked, glancing up from his analysis of the skull. "Yes, but I don't see how it can be." Juan stood and came around, his feet crunching over the dense ice sheet. "Reach your hand inside the hole I dug," Marcelino instructed him. "Tell me what you feel." Juan removed his glove, wiggling his fingers against the cold. He reached in, at first touching snow, then the smooth, marble-like flesh of the body, before he felt it. His eyes narrowed with confusion, and then grew wide with shock. "Is this what I think it is?" he whispered under his breath. Marcelino's head bobbed up and down. "Impossible, I know, and yet there it is." Juan removed a small flashlight from his pocket and peered into the gap. Diamonds of light danced over an object that shouldn't be present on a body this old. It looked like a zipper.